AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Tornadoes, flooding, homes destroyed. It's an ugly picture in parts of the Midwest and Plains where weekend storms led to thousands of evacuations and three deaths, one in Texas and two in Oklahoma, including Claremore Fire Captain Jason Farley, who was helping rescue stranded residents when floodwater swept him into a drainage ditch. His body was found an hour and a half later. Fire Chief Sean Douglas.
We're not any more special than anyone else, but these are... This is our brother, and he's gone.
He talked to KJRH-TV. Today, they're expecting more rain in the nation's midsection. This is Memorial Day. And General John Campbell, the commander of international forces in Afghanistan, honored fallen military members by laying a wreath during a service in Kabul.
Today, we especially honor all of our fallen of this war. We remember the over 2,300 American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who have been killed in action during the last 14 years.
President Obama will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery later this morning. Pushback against Defense Secretary Ash Carter's comments that the Iraqis showed no will to fight Islamic militants, leaving the key city of Ramadi to fall to them. Now an Iranian general, a prominent general, is saying it's the U.S. that has no will to fight the militants. Prosecutors in Chicago want Baruji Kashamu. He's just been elected to Nigeria's Senate. But Chicago says he's a heroin trafficking kingpin from the 1990s. He's in court today fighting extradition to the U.S. This is AP Radio News. A repeat winner at the Indy 500, our Tom Akins reports.
Juan Pablo Montoya won the 99th running of the Indianapolis 500, nosing out Will Power by 1/10 of a second. Charlie Kimball finished third. Montoya won an Indy for the second time, having taken the checkered flag in 2000. Car owner Roger Penske won for the 16th time. The race featured 10 different leaders and 37 lead changes. 47 of the 200 laps were run under the yellow light because of five wrecks, but no driver sustained serious injury. Tom Akins, Indianapolis.
Bradley Cooper's new movie is going to be released on Friday. It's about a military contractor who falls in love in Hawaii. It was filmed there, and it's called Aloha. And that is a problem for some native Hawaiians. They say using the Hawaiian word as the title of a film is disrespectful to the culture and simplifies a word that's rich with meaning. Sony Pictures isn't talking about this. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.